We are going to be speaking with Elliot Ackerman. I hope I said that correctly. He's the COO of Americans Elect, and apparently their mission is to give Americans a third-party alternative in this next campaign. And he's also joined by Day Hempfill out of Hastings College. Are you with us, gentlemen?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, all right, I want to start this off. A report was released Wednesday by a centrist think tank, Third Way, that showed more than 825,000 voters in eight key battleground states have fled the Democratic Party since Obama won an election in 2008. There's also some other statistical information in here. Pretty much the gist of the article and the report is that the center is getting wider and the two parties are their influence and or affiliates or members are actually shrinking. And you guys are coming in right off the heels. Last week we had Solomon on with Klein Smith with Rise of the Center. So we want to get an idea of what the centrism is, if that's an appropriate term, and what your mission is and how you plan on doing it.
Well, this is Ellie. Let me start off. You know, what we're doing at Americans Elect is we're going to be offering every registered voter in this country the chance to participate in putting a third ticket on the ballot for the presidential election in 2012. And that ticket is going to be an independent ticket and a nonpartisan ticket. So a Republican with a Democrat with an independent. But the idea here is to get away from the hyper-partisanship that's paralyzing our country.
Okay, well, that's actually interesting. But maybe what we could do, what is a centrist or a moderate? Is that what you're promoting?
You know, I don't think we're necessarily promoting some form of centrism or moderation. And, you know, what you mentioned about the report that came out of the Third Way, I mean, it indicates that we have a huge amount of voters in this country who are basically disenfranchised from our two parties. You know, 44% of Americans, according to a recent Gallup poll, self-identify as independents. That doesn't mean that they're some homogeneous entity, but they're people who aren't satisfied with the two major parties. And, you know, what I think we're craving right now, what we're seeing a real call for in this country isn't centrism, it's just stable solutions. You know, it's politics that can rise up and deal with the many problems our country is facing and put the country ahead of their party interests.
The saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. With a centrist movement, there's, like you had mentioned, there's no homogenous way to group anybody that would adhere to those beliefs, because there's really kind of a lack of those beliefs. So isn't a centrist movement kind of susceptible to that failure?
You know, I'll tell you what I stand for. You know, I'd like to hear Day's thoughts on this, but I stand for any type of legislation we can get that 65 senators and 330 members of the House get behind. That's a real credible solution to our economic woes, to the challenges we're facing in our wars overseas, to our struggling education system. Let's see some stable solutions put on the table from our politicians instead of the hyper-partisan bickering that's rooted in the extreme ideologies of the two parties. But what do you think, Tay?
Well, I think that I stand for something that actually is getting something done. Right now, we have a system that isn't getting things done. Back in August when we had the gridlock with our financial policies, I was scared, and I stand for, like, not being scared. I want somebody to be able to come up with solutions that are going to help our government move along. And so I think what Americans Elect is doing is it's giving a lot of people, other people to stand behind besides just the two parties.
See, my guess is that the way things should be, if we're ever going to make rational decisions, which we tout ourselves as being rational people, if there's ever any hope of that, what we end up having to do is we'd have to ensure that a Republican in Washington is not the same thing as a Republican in, for instance, the mayor's office in Omaha. And the reason I say that is because as we outsource and get farther and farther away from where the actual people that are being affected by government reside, we get further and further away from people that actually care about us. And the decisions that they make in the political parties, and the reason it's so bifurcated, is because they're basing their decisions on emotion. If we were to make Washington a little bit weaker and bring the government back a little bit closer, I think we could actually have a chance of having politicians agree on things. But you guys are actually promoting the idea that a presidential candidate should be a little bit more, well, I don't know, centrist or moderate, correct?
Yeah, you know, listen, I mean, you just hit it right on the head. Is what we're seeing play out is the continued and predictable failure of our government to govern this country. And that's a systemic failure. We've got a system that isn't working for the American people right now. So what we're offering an Americans elect is a systemic change. We're getting on the ballot in all 50 states across this country for the presidency in 2012, but we'll be on the ballot in 2014 for regional races as well. And we're not offering up another party. You know, this country's got enough ideology and special interest to go around. But what we're offering up is another way to nominate our leaders, one that every American voter gets to participate in, not just the party faithful from the far, far right or the far, far left. And that's a real systemic change.
Okay, I got a question for you. Let's just say, friends, you're very successful, extremely successful, so much so that the third-party president is selected and elected into office. And that's, let's just say that person has a policy of two point of views. One candidate says, I don't want a balanced budget. One says, I do. It doesn't matter which one it is. So you're still going to take that independent third party and go to Congress and still have that same battle. Yes or no?
Well, the problem that we have right now playing out is nobody can reach across the political space and get anything done in Washington, D.C. It's a complete zero-sum game.
That's
so
right.
Americans Elect, which offers up a new way of nominating people, it basically disincentivizes hyper-partisanship. It disincentivizes people being extreme because we are providing franchise and allowing every American voter to participate, not just the folks who are on the far, far right or the far, far left, the extremes.
I love the idea. The only problem, that's narrowing it down, but a problem that I see in it is that we do not have a parliamentary government. We don't have a system where multiple opinions, multiple parties can actually coalesce into a majority and, you know, and run that bureaucracy for that time frame. When a president that's a third party gets elected, then he's still going to be in a system that was devised for or created to have a split in the aisle. For instance, you have to have a majority. Sorry?
So let me clarify.
Okay.
At American, we are not a third party at Americans Elect. We're not advocating for a third party. The ticket that comes out of Americans Elect can be a Republican, it can be a Democrat. And that ticket would be the head of the Republican Party or the head of the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. What we're offering up is a new way to nominate that person.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. Let me interrupt here.
The only people who get a say in nominating that person are members of the party from Iowa or South Carolina or Florida. And that's why we've got this crazy politics playing out right now.
Who might benefit from this if you're running a third-party candidate? Do you think the left or the right might benefit disproportionately? Or would it be specific to an election?
I think the only people that are going to benefit by not having the far right and the far left of this country select our leaders are going to be all of the American people who aren't in between. I mean, you know, Day can talk to you. He's down at Hastings College. I mean, what do the people at Hastings think, Day? I mean, do the people at Hastings represent these radical ideologies that we see polarizing our politics?
Absolutely not. Most of us are tired of it's choice A or it's choice B, kind of like, and there are choices that we don't agree with. We want something that's like, oh, this has got a little bit of choice A and it's a little bit of choice B mixed inside. We want compromise.
Right, but let's be honest here. Ross Perot really hurt a specific party when he was running, and Ralph Nader really, really hurt a specific party when he was running, right?
Sure. Well, let's talk about those two examples. Ralph Nader, you're absolutely right. He was all the way to the left of Gore, and that's a zero-sum game out on the left. If you talk to Perot, actually, it's not correct. If you look at the polling numbers, and we've studied this very carefully, and Perot was, as you guys might say, a more centrist ticket. 36% of the people who came out of the poll said that they would have voted for Clinton had Perot not been there. The other 36 said they would have voted for H.W. Bush. And the last 24% said that they wouldn't have voted for either. And let's talk about the Perot candidacy. Let's remember, the person who was pushing the balanced budget in 1992 was Ross Perot. That issue got on the table in the 90s, and we got a balanced budget in the 90s because of Ross Perot. Because the Clinton White House was always worried about trying to capture the Ross Perot vote. and the people who voted for Ross Perot were about a balanced budget.
I tell you what, I really commend your efforts, and I think that that endeavor of trying to make it so that the at least the two parties can talk to each other, and if there's a third way through independence that actually have to serve as the mediator, then so be it. I hope that your cause gets some legs, and I hope we have a little bit more reasoning electorate and politicians in the future. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.